This is Janice Russell, host of People Power, profiling people and organizations making a positive difference in our community and our world. This is Janice Russell with East County Magazine and People Power. I'm here with Mark Stevenson, who is from El Cajon and is a graduate of the McAllister Institute, one of San Diego's largest and most experienced drug and alcohol treatment and education centers. He has had a 20-year history of working with people and systems in the areas of substance abuse, mental health, criminal justice, family, and homeless social service. Today, we will interview him about his background and the work he has done, among other topics. Mark, can you tell listeners more about your background?
Well, my family and I moved here in the 60s, and I basically have been an El Cajon resident ever since then. I think to go into my background, I would have to kind of talk a little bit about the struggles that I ended up having as I was growing up. I was one of those candidates to become addicted, suffered a lot of turmoil in my life due to the use of drugs and alcohol. I am also one of those people that ended up costing the system money through incarceration, hospitalization, and things like that. I've managed to make it out of all of those struggles. I went back to school at a later age, and I got a master's degree in social work at San Diego State University, right here in our own community. After I got that master's degree, and during while I was going to school, I began working in human services, including substance abuse treatment myself. And I've expanded my career ever since then. And now I'm a productive member of the El Cajon Society out here, a homeowner, a taxpayer, somebody who has a reasonably good amount of success and has chosen a career where I can turn around and help people in the same way that I've been helped.
How and when did you come to the McAllister Institute? Was it challenging to receive treatment there at first?
Well, I think I probably underwent the same challenges anybody suffering from addiction goes through, and that is the challenge of being willing to go to treatment or really understanding the actual problem. Sometimes an addicted person can be in the middle of a whirlwind in their life and not really realize or attach what the real issues are. So when I went to McAllister Institute, I basically was likely in a lot of denial about exactly what needed to be changed. All I really knew at that time is I wanted certain bad things to stop happening in my life that have been happening over and over again. I think the blessing came through staying there long enough to let the people there help me understand all of that and break things down into manageable pieces and help me, you know, through information and support, begin to build my own understanding of what my problems were and what my solutions were.
What inspired you to turn your life around?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that because in the beginning when I first went to McAllister Institute, I was still wanted by the police on another charge that I ultimately was going to have to face. And I think my true reason for going in the beginning was try to make up some kind of a story to try to get out of it. But I think my true inspiration came later when I had a deeper understanding of what my problems were and what types of things that I needed to do. I was one of those people that needed to recognize I was addicted and needed to recognize that my solution was going to be recovery. And while I was at McAllister Institute, I think the more I learned about recovery and the more that McAllister allowed me to be exposed to the recovery process and the recovery support that existed in the community, including the support that they gave through treatment, I began to become inspired not only to recover, but to recover the rest of my life as well. And that inspiration is what ultimately grew into the inspiration that I have now in working with other people.
You also worked at Father Joe's Villages. Can you describe that experience?
I can start to describe that experience by first starting to talk a little bit about my work with McAllister. I worked with McAllister Institute about 11 years. And some of the things that I learned at McAllister Institute basically paved my way for the work that I now do with the homeless through Father Joe's Villages. I remember speaking with Jean early on in my career, and Jean did a lot of teaching to those of us that were working for her to help us understand the broken people that we were working with and what they were capable of and the strengths that they did possess deep down inside. And she said to me one time, Mark, it's not the clients that do everything right that are going to teach you the most in this field. It's the ones that don't get anything right that are going to teach you most. You're working with the least loved people in society. And if you can learn to love them for who and what they are and where they're at, it's only then that you're probably going to be able to pass on any type of a gift or solution to them that will matter to them. And now working at Father Joe's Villages for the past 10 years, working with the homeless, I have a real good idea of the people that she was talking about, because I once again am working with the least loved people in society. And I learned, through my work at McAllister Institute and through the teachings that Jean gave me, that I'm working with the least loved people in the world, and that outside of all the clinical interventions that we give and the solutions that we give and the resources that we provide, that I try to mix a little love and compassion for their position in life and for what they're capable of.
And what inspired you to work with the people and systems in the areas of substance abuse, mental health, criminal justice, family, and homeless social service?
Again, while I was working at McAllister Institute, Jean had always inspired the people that she hired, who had a good grasp on recovery and could pass that gift on to others, to also pursue other education so that they could continue in their professional development. McAllister Institute was a great training ground for me. Jean and McAllister Institute, while I was working there, supported me in pursuing school. I think the motivation, the validation, and the understanding of what it took to, be working and going to school while I was at McAllister Institute inspired me to continue on. And I started out with a group of people that were doing the same thing, and I think I was the only one that stuck with it in that particular group. But again, the inspiration to work with people, to work with systems, to work with substance abuse, to work with mental health was inspired at McAllister Institute. They implemented the welcoming policy for mental health because they recognized the trend of people with mental health problems coming in that always also had substance abuse problems. They helped me recognize that unless I was able to connect them to certain resources and understand their relationship with the systems they'd be involved in, that they wouldn't get a full recovery in dealing with life on life's terms. So all of this was the basis for my inspiration to work in this field. And working at Father Joe's Villages, I think I've really found a home, because I love working with the homeless. I love watching them go through the process that they need to go through to get to the point where they too can become productive members of society.
Okay, that's very nice. The McAllister 4th Annual Walk for Sobriety is coming up on Saturday, July 18th. Can you give us more details about the event and where people can find more information?
Definitely. I know that in this tough economy, it's difficult for some of the programs that really help people in the same way that I've been helped to become a productive member of society to get all of the funding that they need to do the magic that they do in these programs. And so it's not uncommon for any program, including McAllister Institute, to be out there trying to raise money to supplement the money that they get so that they can run the over 28 programs that they currently have now that are changing lives. I know McAllister right now is trying to raise at least 500 walkers and hopes to raise about $75,000 to support things like the women and children that are being served in Kiva to change their life, to turn people on parole into productive members of society, much like myself. The women and children's lives that they touch, all of this supplemental money goes along to helping support the programs in ways that their current funding doesn't. And those costs seem to be increasing over time. So McAllister has been doing this walk, and this is about 4 years now. And one of the things and one of the messages that they hope to get out there is not only, yes, we need help in continuing to, provide this type of donations and support, is that the cost of doing nothing is much greater than the cost of providing these services. This annual walk will provide the kind of donations that will be much less costly if these type of treatment services were not in the community. I'm working with a Project 25 over at Father Joe's Villages, and I work with some of the severest alcoholics in the city of San Diego that are identified by both the city and the county and other resources in the community. And 36 of these people cost over $4.2 million in a single year in emergency services use. And the cost of doing nothing for these folks was much higher than the money we were able to save through helping these people get situated, get the support that they needed, help them change their lives, and help them get into housing. We reduced that cost and saved the community over $2.5 million. The subsequent charges that could happen in the community are that there's less productivity if these folks aren't being productive members of society, higher health care costs because of the repetitive use of the health care system because nobody's accessing preventive care, a reduction in crime in the community, and a reduced amount of incarceration costs. One person going to prison for 1 year is approximately $63,000. So you see, the $75,000 that we hope to raise from McAllister Institute could drop that $63,000 charge for multiple people. McAllister served over 7,100 people last year alone, and have served tens of thousands of people in the 38-year history that they've been in process. If we had a way to calculate all the money saved by turning lives around, I think it would be not that big of a question to say, yeah, this is a worthy cause, and that we all definitely want to contribute it in some way, either by donation or showing up at the walk to show that recovery works or that you support recovery in this community.
Okay, very good. Are there any more events coming up that you would like to tell the listeners about?
In support of the Walk for Sobriety, which can be accessed at www.walkforsobriety.com on the web for more information, there are a number of clean and sober motorcycle groups that are in the community that have turned their lives around, that are productive members of society and still ride motorcycles. And on that day, at between 9 and 10 in the morning, they're going to meet at San Diego Harley-Davidson, and they're going to ride down to the Walk for Sobriety event to support that event and show from the clean and sober motorcycle club community, subpopulation, so to speak, that recovery works for them and that they also support it.
Okay, good. Are there any last thoughts that you wish to share?
I think if I was going to share anything to anyone, is that we all need to have compassion for each other, and we have to apply that compassion in so many different ways. Every human being on the planet needs some kind of help from somebody sometime. And this includes our people who are addicted. This includes our people who are homeless. And whatever types of charity that we can give to each other is important, and it should spread across the classes, it should spread across the races, and it should spread across the communities, you know, so that we're all hand-in-hand and helping each other the way McAllister Institute has helped me.
This is Janice Russell from East County Magazine and People Power, and I just interviewed Mark Stevenson, who is from El Cajon and a graduate of the McAllister Institute. You can look for an article about Mark on www.eastcountymagazine.org, and for more information about McAllister Institute, you can go to walkforsobriety.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.